it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Yeah. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Okay, so we have a lot to do. First of all, I'm going to play the brand new Kenny Chesney song. It's a world premiere day today. So not only are we going to play this song, but Kenny will be in a couple hours, too, for our Friday morning conversation. But here is the world premiere, Kenny Chesney. It's called Get Along here on the Bobby Bones Show.
Get along.
Yeah, good morning. Well, we do this segment where we recognize somebody for doing something cool.
Bobby Bones.
Come on.
Recognizing people doing cool things.
It's ICU.
Two goats were found stranded on a bridge beam over a river in Pennsylvania. The goats had escaped from a local farm. They were seeking shelter from a storm, and they got stuck on this bridge. And so they had nowhere to go. They couldn't get down. So the Pennsylvania Department of Transportation got a crane, took the crane over, went up, and rescued both the goats.
Wow, that's amazing. They got, like, airlifted out of there by a crane.
Yeah, right? So I see you, Pennsylvania Department of Transportation, because that's a fascinating story. And they saved animals. So there you go. And now over to Raymond with the news.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big Three Stories.
It's producer Raymond in New York City. Superstar Conor McGregor has been arrested for throwing a dolly and chairs at a small bus that was carrying his rivals. Some of the fighters that were on the bus were injured in the incident. In other news, a magnitude 5.3 earthquake hit off the Southern California coast. A lot of people in the LA area felt it. No major damage was reported. And finally, in St. Petersburg, Florida, a construction crane collapsed. Workers were on the job at the time. Luckily, nobody was injured.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I think lost in a lot of the fuss from me being out, being sick, from the birthday party, was that it was the first time Lunchbox has been around your kids ever.
Oh, yeah.
At my house.
Okay, yeah.
Did you meet her kids?
No, I was waiting for Amy to introduce me, and she didn't do it.
Why?
They're seven.
They're
yeah, but they don't know who I am, and they don't speak English that well, so if I just go to them, like, hey, dudes, what's up? They're like, who is this
That's
guy?
That's what I did the first time I ever went to
But
them.
You went to your their house
no,
one-on-one.
No, I went to the orphanage.
Oh, well, that's...
Yeah, even all the way to Haiti. Yeah.
What'd you do, Lunchbox?
Okay, well, for one, I guess that makes me feel bad, but I was preoccupied, and I don't know why Lunchbox keeps waiting for me to introduce him to my kids.
Because they're your kids. I can't impose my... I can't just show...
They're grown. Like, Bobby's right. It's not like you're coming over and trying to pick up and hold a brand new baby. Like, they walk around. Other people were talking to them. I didn't know you didn't meet them. I assumed.
Well, I asked Amy.
And I said, I don't know. And I asked them, and they were like, I don't think so. But there was, you know, 20-plus people there. So they couldn't remember for sure if they met you.
I've seen you go up to 1,000 kids.
No, I sat there next to her husband, talked to him, and one of the kids was sitting on the couch, and we tried to have a like involved in. They were just sitting there, and then they got up and went running around, and so I was like, okay.
Well, I know, but the way you came, you kind of came after me like it's my fault because I didn't introduce you.
No, but you...
Why don't we just make this happen?
You came at me like it was my fault.
No, I didn't.
Well, Bobby did. Because, like, Eddie, when you go somewhere, do you introduce your kids to a stranger, or do they just go up and talk to strangers?
No, I introduce them to strangers, but
you're not a stranger.
Yeah, no, yeah, you're a friend.
No, but I'm a stranger to them. I've never met them, so they see just some guy coming up to them. They're like, what in the world?
Oh, well, I wish you would have said something. It just wasn't top of my mind because we were just there hanging out. I don't know. And when Bobby asked me, I was like, huh, good question.
Yeah, I was like,
know.
Hey, Lunchbox over here and your kids were over here, and they still haven't met, which, by the way, blows my mind that, like, you haven't even been to their house. I've been like, hey, you know.
Yeah, I know.
My kids were... When you say it like that, it makes it seem he's acting like it's my fault.
I've never been invited. I've
People
always
have
just
been proactive, yeah. And Eddie was, and his wife reached out, and they were like, let's schedule a time. And that's what we did, and we need to do it again, by the way.
Yeah.
So, Yeah, I don't know. It feels weird now.
They should never meet.
I feel weird.
I think that Lunchbox should never meet Amy's kids, and it should always be a thing where they never know each other.
Okay.
Yeah, ever.
Yeah.
This is weird.
And Amy, you should never meet his baby when it comes.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That should just be the thing.
See, that's interesting.
So
when Lunchbox has his baby, is
he
going to
invite?
Amy will
be over there immediately.
Right. No, but will Lunchbox invite Amy over to see the baby?
No, I was assuming I'd probably just text his wife and show up.
Yeah.
Right.
And, like, bring food or something. I don't know.
Huh. Yeah, Amy, you can't meet his baby until he meets your kids. Like, that's the rule.
That's great.
Funny. I mean, we've only been together.
See how long we can go.
How long have you two worked together on this show?
Like 12 years.
12 years.
Yes. Something like that, yeah.
Wow.
Man, it's a long time.
I mean, whose kids will you meet first, Lunchbox? Amy's or mine?
Oh, wow.
And I don't even have a girlfriend. So.
Man, that's a good question.
So we're at least a year out. Well, now we're building something bigger.
The actual first. Great. Now I don't get to meet the baby.
Yeah, sorry, Aim. You just got blocked from the baby. Yeah.
Let's go.
Bobby Bones.
Bobby Bones Show.
Time for your positivity on a Friday. Tell me something good. Or even better.
Tell me something good.
Amy?
A devoted husband designed a tank wheelchair for his wife.
Oh, wow.
Now, she's been in a wheelchair for 19 years or so because of a car accident, but the family loves to go hiking and doing things, so he decided to create the tank chair. And it uses treads instead of wheels, and it can cross sand, mud, snow, and rocky terrain.
That's pretty funny and cool and thoughtful.
Yeah.
That's good. Lunchbox?
Jorge was having this craving. His stomach's telling him, hey, you need some coconut juice. Go to the store, get some coconut juice. So he goes to the gas station, grabs a coconut juice. He's checking out, and he goes, oh, that Diamond Dazzler there. I'll take one of them. Gets in the car, drinks the coconut juice. Ah, scratches off the ticket. Wins $100,000.
Oh, wow.
Dang, what a story, babe. Hey, listen, here's the thing. These lottery stories are coming out for a reason. I called this a month ago.
Yeah, you did.
The lottery's hired someone that when someone comes in to claim their money, they go, what's your story? And they find the interesting ones and they pump them out to the news.
Yeah, I'm seeing that now.
Absolutely. Because it's always, couldn't find a parking spot. Found some headlights.
Coconut juice.
Missed my turn and suddenly there was a gas station.
Yes. I have a story. J. Era Griffin, honor roll student at Washington Junior High School in Riverdale, Illinois, became inspired to give back because she was tutoring some younger kids, and they didn't always have clean clothes to wear. So when spring break came, she went and she did a fundraiser, and she made enough money so that people at the local laundromat can wash their clothes for 3 weeks.
Oh,
she
wow.
raised over $1,000. Isn't that crazy? That's what she did during spring break. She went and raised money, sold like food, did one of those. What do you call it when you sell food?
Like a food drive?
No.
Oh, bake sale?
Yeah, bake sale.
Okay.
That's what it was, yeah. No, food drive's opposite.
Okay, sorry.
That's when you get food. There you go. I wanted to bring up with you, because I saw you dropped your phone in the toilet.
Yeah.
Is it still work?
Yeah. The new iPhone is 100% waterproof.
Oh, did they say that?
I didn't know it either, but I had already cracked it last week. And so when it dropped in the toilet, it was in my back pocket, and I thought it was my sunglasses. And I was like, oh, my sunglasses. And then I turn around, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, my phone.
Oh, that means it sat in there for a few seconds. Oh.
Yeah, but no restroom had been used, so it's fine. So my hand went in there so fast, and I grabbed it, and I was like, oh, and my friend was like, that's your new iPhone, right? She said, it's waterproof. Don't worry.
What?
Mm-hmm. And then, so I dry it off, and I'm thinking, but it is cracked bad. So it's all good, though. So no worries. If you drop a cracked new iPhone in water, it's still waterproof.
Are the iPhones waterproof, though?
Yes.
The iPhone 10?
Bobby, I'm telling you, this was underwater.
No. But they say that. Is that part of what they say now?
I'll Google.
Someone search iPhone X waterproof.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know that was a thing. If so, I'm going to be quite reckless.
Yeah. I mean, live a little. Put your phone in your back pocket. Pull your pants down.
Live a little. Yeah. Morgan, number two?
Yeah, it's waterproof up to like 1 meter or approximately 3 feet in water.
How deep is your toilet, Dave?
It wasn't. No.
Let me ask you a question. If you dropped your phone into a porta potty.
No. No.
That's a good question.
Nope.
Would you go in after it?
No.
If you dropped your phone into a porta potty?
I can answer that with 100% certainty. No.
Phones are so expensive, though.
Yeah. Well, sorry. It's not happening.
If you dropped your phone into a porta potty, Lunchbox.
Oh, yeah. I'm diving in after that
you
sucker.
You are?
Yeah. Are you kidding me? It can wash off. There is no way I'm leaving my phone behind.
Well, what are you doing, Bobby? You are not going in after
I'm
not. You're getting Mike D to do it.
Oh, he's not in here, and Amy took a shot at him.
Dang, I'll tell him. I'll tell him what Amy just said.
Mike D's not. By the way, Mike D does nothing but help Amy.
Amy.
Mike D will take his computer and turn it in front of Amy and help her with things.
Yeah.
I couldn't help
He prints
it.
Stuff out for
Mike
her.
Mike D does nothing but help people.
I'm sorry, I couldn't help
and
him.
And he's not in the room.
I thought he was, and I looked over at him.
And he doesn't even talk, so he didn't say anything bad to anyone.
He says nothing to anyone.
Exactly, so I turned my chair. I thought he was in here, and he wasn't.
Mike D's quiet, Mike. Sits over to my left.
Dang.
But has Mike D ever done anything to you that's negative, ever, in your life? Has he ever said anything to you?
No.
Anything?
No.
Has he ever even messed with you?
No, but we all pick on each other.
But has he ever picked on you?
But he's not here.
No, he doesn't
You
talk.
Constantly pick on him. Yeah, he doesn't talk.
He doesn't talk.
Hey, Mike D, can you hear me?
No, he can't
Mike D.
hear folks.
Yeah, he can't hear me. Hey, he's in the glass room. Hey, come in here for a second.
Oh, man.
It was like a softball. I just handed
to you. Hey, it was on a silver platter and you nailed it.
Amy's taking shots at you when you're not in the room.
Here's serious. I thought you were in here, to be fair. No. I turned.
What'd you say?
Well, it doesn't matter what she said.
Okay.
But
oh, great.
Why is Amy picking on you?
I have no idea.
Mike says nothing and is only helpful.
He is 100%. It's joke. It's playful.
Why do you think she takes shots like that?
Oh, there's a little bit of jealousy factor, but that joke was a home run. Like, I'm going to tell you what, Amy, you nailed it. You nailed it.
It's fine.
Jealousy.
Okay. I was just having fun. Mike, if any
At
of
someone
this
else's
is
expense.
Hurting your feelings, I will stop.
No, it can't hurt his feelings because he wasn't here to hear it.
I have no idea what you said.
Yeah, no idea.
Well,
Mike, that's the best kind of joke.
Go along about your day,
okay.
Mike. Thank you, buddy.
Okay.
He doesn't even care. Look, he's out just working to make a living. Look at that guy. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
okay.
Amy
right.
the bully.
All right. Wait. Let's go.
Hey, let me say this. My episode of American Idol, my first one, is this Sunday night. So, whatever time it comes on, 8, 7 Central, I will be on Sunday night with 12 of the contestants.
Woof, woof.
That's been put out there.
I'm excited.
So, what happens is Sunday is my episode where I work with the 12 individually, then they perform for the judges. And then Monday, the same 12 do a duet with people like Cam and Sugarland and whomever. Then I come back the next Sunday and I do it again, and those same 12 then do a duet the night after. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So that equals the 24. Got
it. So that's how I mentor the top 24. They printed that, so I didn't say that on my own. I'm not rogue.
I'm not
running rogue here. So there's that. Let's go over to Amy now with the skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Keith Urban announced that Graffiti U will be available on April 27th. You can get it pre-order right now if you want to, but it's got Julia Michaels on it, Lindsay L., Cassie Ashton, and then obviously we already know some of the songs on it, like Female.
Yeah, Female, Parallel Line.
Yes.
His new one.
Coming Home.
Coming Home with Julia. Yeah, but yeah, how about that? Cassie Ashton from our class of 2018.
Yeah.
Lindsay L. from my past relationship.
Oh, good point. And
no, but how about that? That's awesome, right?
Yeah.
Good for her. Glad to see she's making it so big now.
I love it.
Yeah, great.
Hey, it's what you wanted.
I know. What else, Sam?
You got some movies in theaters today to check out. A Quiet Place, 99% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
A what?
99. A Quiet Place.
Did anyone watch that? How do you get that high of a rating? Wow, that's what John, because that's what the Jim from The Office.
John
and
Kaczynski.
His wife is in it.
And Emily Blunt. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else?
Blockers is also in theaters, 87% positive. And Chappaquiddick, 80% positive.
Wait, that's about something in history.
Yes, it is a timepiece. It looks like we're throwing it back a little bit to like the 60s.
Do you guys know what that is from?
No.
I should know.
Chappaquiddick.
No. Oh, don't be Googling Lunchbox. It'll take you 4 hours.
Chappaquiddick.
What's it about? It's about Ted Kennedy. Oh, when he drove off.
Oh, and when he drove his car in the...
Off a bridge in Massachusetts. In Chappaquiddick Island.
Yeah, and the girl died.
Dang.
But they're saying now, I saw a CIA person say that he didn't know she was in the back of the car.
What?
Weird.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. But yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to check that out. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
There you go.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Portland, Oregon. A man got pulled over by police for speeding, and he was like, oh, man, I got warrants out for my arrest. What do I do? Gave him a fake name. Mm. Only problem is the guy's name he gave also had warrants out for his arrest.
Oh, no. That's funny.
Oh, I thought it was going to be something like Homer Simpson. But wow, how unlucky is that?
Yeah, so when they ran his name, they're like, oh, warrants. Put him in handcuffs, took him to jail, fingerprinted him. Wait, you're the other guy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, man.
That's good. Did he know the other guy? Or was he just picking a random name?
No, I think he knew the other guy, but didn't realize he had warrants.
He didn't know his homie was also in trouble.
Wow.
Well, I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Kenny Chesney in studio at the top of the hour. If you're a big Kenny fan, hang out. He's going to come by for 20 or 30 minutes or so. So that's coming up. But we do have this.
Baby Box Update.
Lunchbox is having his first baby in August. And so how's it going over there?
My wife is starting to show signs of pregnancy. She has what is known as carpal tunnel syndrome.
From being pregnant?
Well, she thought it was from work, bought a special little thing for her desk, and then she Googled symptoms. And one of the pregnancy things is carpal tunnel. She can't make a fist, and her arms hurt.
Oh, wow.
Why is that?
Don't know. I didn't get into the details.
You didn't care enough to look it up?
Dr. Box, you didn't know?
No, once she told me she had carpal tunnel, I was just like, oh, is that a pregnancy sign? She said, yeah, finally, I figured it out.
So you do love that show, 16 and Pregnant and Teen Mom.
Absolutely.
And before you told us she was pregnant, you thought you knew everything about pregnancy.
Yeah, they didn't say anything about carpal tunnel on
they don't work.
16 and Pregnant.
Yeah, they're not on their computers.
Do you feel like, though, maybe you didn't know as much as you thought you did?
No, I think I'm still pretty well informed. I guess I know a lot because I see what goes on in the delivery room on 16 and Pregnant, really.
Have you guys started practicing any of the...
Lamaze? Yeah.
No, I don't think you really do that.
Yeah, you do.
You went to a class?
No, I didn't because I was a C-section. My babies were C-section, but yeah, it's a real thing.
Are you guys C-section or natural? Do you know yet?
I have no idea. I guess natural.
You guess natural?
Yeah. We'll go with natural.
Well, I'm sure natural's your goal. And I guess a lot of women, that's their goal, and then that doesn't work out.
Oh, I thought a lot of women was like, I'm just going to have a C-section and get it cut out.
Yeah. I think it's more, I guess,
I think
with the baby is the natural.
Yeah, no, that's what that is. Yes, but I'm saying people prefer.
Did you think that we thought the surgical was natural?
Well, I'm saying the more relatable to the baby is the natural.
Relatable.
Relatable,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Or bonding.
Is that what your wife wants to do now that you think about it?
Yeah. Just
naturally.
Now that we talk about that, yeah.
And so, any like water birth?
I've thought about it.
Yeah.
Quiet birth.
Yes. Now in your bed?
Because they had a water birth on Sister Wives, which is the polygamy show.
Yeah, that's what you should go after.
And I told my wife, I was like, we should try that. And she was like, absolutely not.
What's the benefit of a water birth?
It's all natural. No medicine. You're just in your home and it's in the bathtub and it's supposed to be like a religious experience, I guess. And the girl on that show, she was in labor for 72 hours.
Okay, hold on. But why water? Like, Amy, can you tell me why you'd have a baby
in
water?
I do not know. I've only seen it on TV.
Is it because they're in water?
Something.
Yeah,
yeah,
they're already in water.
Yeah,
so.
It's crazy, too, because they're not going, they roll out into the water, and you think they would, like, choke or breathe. Like,
yeah.
They're underwater, but they're fine.
Doesn't the doctor have to clear the baby's throat, though, for the first time?
Yes.
Oh, amniotic fluid?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, the baby can't even cry until that fluid comes out, and they cough up, and it's like, look, water.
Man,
everywhere.
I think I
yeah, you
got to
pat them on the back.
So tense when that baby comes out.
Oh yeah, it's a scary moment.
You're like, oh, come on, baby, come on, baby.
Yeah, my baby was purple.
Oh,
like
man.
Junior, he came out purple.
You thought your wife may have had an affair with Barney, huh?
Yeah, Barney. For a second there, I was like, okay, who's this? Not my kid. He's purple.
Barney the dinosaur, man.
Yeah.
Creeping at Eddie's
but
house.
But they kept slapping his foot and his back, like, come on, kid. And I was like, oh my gosh, what's happening? And it was like a good 30 seconds. And then finally he coughed it up and he started screaming, like, all right,
they were
good.
Yelling, come on, kid.
Yes, dude. They were yelling, like, come on, kid, you can do it. Let's go. Come on, come on, come on. And I was like, spit it out, kid. Come on.
Lunchbox, are you going to be in the delivery room?
Yeah.
Are you videotaping it?
No.
Is she going to get an epidural or no?
We'll see. She wants to try it without an epidural, but she gets scared when we watch 16 and Pregnant. She goes, they look like they're in so much pain. Like my mom did all three of us with no epidural, just straight
really?
Natural.
Wow.
Yeah, like a boss.
That is so, some of my girlfriends that go straight up boss style like that, I'm like, hats off to you. And then there was the one time my sister's nurse forgot to turn on the epidural drip. But put the epidural in.
Oh,
that's no bueno.
No, because
I get my teeth cleaned and I want an epidural. I'm being honest with you. Yeah.
Bobby Bones.
I saw this story from a couple days ago, where two prisoners escaped from a maximum security jail by getting a guard drunk.
Oh, man.
Smart.
And then they convinced him to let them go and buy more alcohol.
Wow.
They never returned. The police are hunting for them. This guard probably doesn't keep his job, huh?
He no, shouldn't.
Probably not. And then did they know that that guard had a weakness for alcohol? I'm sure you kind of get to know.
Don't they all?
Doesn't everyone?
Yeah. Yeah. No. I have a game for you. Name that body part.
Okay.
I'll read a line from a song, and you tell me the body part that's mentioned. For example, you know the song from High Valley? Yes,
yeah,
she is.
Yes, yeah, she is. Yes, yeah, she is with me.
So this is the example. He goes, well, the devil's knocking on my door when I'm broken and I'm battle-worn. Down in the valley on my
knees,
right.
Down in the valley on my knees.
Right, right, right. That's good, Aim.
Okay.
That's the hardest one, too, that had to go.
Oh.
All right, Sam Hunt, Body Like a Back Road. You're all familiar with the song,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Body like a back road, driving with my eyes.
Okay, here you go. We're out here in the boondocks with the breeze and the birds, tangled up in the tall grass with my blank on hers. Amy?
Lips.
Tangled up in the tall grass with my lips on her.
Wow, nice work, Amy.
Wow.
Eddie, you know that one?
No, I was going to say hands.
Oh, okay.
Hips.
Lunchbox, I'm giving you an easy one.
Oh,
a
yeah,
softball.
Give me a softball.
A softball. BB Rexha and Florida Georgia Line.
Oh, boy, that's a new song.
They have the song Meant to Be.
Yeah.
He was meant to be.
This is a softball, okay?
Okay.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty blank.
Feet up.
Oh, feet up, he says. Just looking for feet. That'd be the body part.
Oh.
Here we go.
Baby, lay on back and relax. Kick your pretty feet up.
There we go.
Oh, you got it.
What up?
Eddie.
Come on.
Kenny Chesney, All the Pretty Girls.
All the pretty girls.
Name the body part. Ready?
Yeah.
All the pretty girls said, pick me up at 8. All the pretty girls said, I'm going to L.A. All the pretty girls said, I hate my blank.
They hate their face?
All the pretty girls. You say face.
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
All the pretty girls said, I hate my face.
Hair.
Talking to the mirror
in their underwear.
Underwear.
Of course.
Oh, sorry. You've been eliminated.
So dumb.
Wow, you're terrible at that game.
Okay, Amy, Lunchbox, you're the only two left.
Yep.
Okay, Luke Bryan, Play It Again, right?
She said, play it again, play it.
Write your answer down. She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate. Tan blank swinging. She was sitting all alone.
I'm in.
Over on the tailgate, tan blank swinging.
I'm in for the win.
Amy?
Legs.
Lunchbox?
Legs.
She was sitting all alone over on the tailgate, tan legs swinging by.
Did you know that one, Eddie?
Yeah, I knew that one.
Well, that's a tie. I'll have
How about that?
What?
Good
what?
Job.
You tied.
Yeah.
Tied's not
Who
winning.
Who knows music? Hey, loser.
Yeah.
Don't talk.
Okay. Jake this Owen has a new episode of his podcast up called the Good Company Podcast. And so on this episode, Jake talks to his mom, Mitzi, and she's telling stories about his career. I mean, here's some of Jake Owen. This is one. And she talks about how she would love for him to get married again someday. This is his mom.
Oh.
I know. No, I know.
I would love for you to get married again. I think you should grow old with someone. I think that's a wonderful thing. Yes, I would love for you to get married again. I'd love for you to get married to someone that you truly love and are happy with, and you can make them happy, and they can make you happy. And I love the place in your life where you are right now.
I mean, what if you're...
Yeah,
I'm assuming Jake's girlfriend right now.
Oh, I was thinking his ex.
Oh, I think that's water under the bridge.
Sure, but I mean, I know. Okay.
Wait, is there pressure?
Oh, yeah.
Girl,
yeah,
for sure. Good Company Podcast with Jake Owen. Jake's mom says the hardest thing about his success has been, what do you think, Aim?
Girls,
okay.
The hardest?
If it was possible, we'd give away 5 million tickets a year. Just people that you know. I mean, just acquaintances through town. I think everybody thought, well, we'll call, you know, his mom and dad, and we can get 6 tickets for this show. And it, as you know, it doesn't work that way.
The hard thing is tickets.
Oh, people asking for tickets. That's how it is being friends with you.
What?
I have people that hit me up for stuff to your shows.
Oh, to my shows. I think they're like concerts in town.
Because
I get that a lot.
No. You
know? Hey, man, I'd like to introduce my cousin to George Strait. Is that possible?
at his show? No. Can you bring him to church on Sunday? You live in Albuquerque. Yeah, but is there any way you can make that? No.
It's cool that it all seems that easy and relatable. Yeah, and that,
yeah, not at all.
No.
But no. By the way, I will be in Charlottesville tonight and then Pittsburgh tomorrow night.
So all my Pittsburgh friends, stop hitting me up for tickets.
Yeah, Charlottesville sold out. They're aiming to probably get you a few to Pittsburgh. We have a few seats left there.
Okay. Yeah, hit me up.
BobbyBonesComedy.com. The Bobby Bones Show. Let me say this. My episode of American Idol, my first one, is this Sunday night. So whatever time it comes on, 8, 7 Central, I will be on Sunday night with 12 of the contestants.
Woo-woo!
That's been put out there.
I'm excited.
So what happens is Sunday is my episode where I work with the 12 individually. Then they perform for the judges. And then Monday, the same 12 do a duet with people like Cam and Sugarland and whomever. Then I come back the next Sunday and I do it again. And those same 12 then do a duet the night after. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So that equals the 24.
Got it. So that's how I mentor the top 24. They printed that, so I didn't say that on my own. I'm not rogue.
I'm not running rogue here.
So there's that. Let's go over to Amy now with the skinny.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
Amy's 30-second skinny.
Keith Urban announced that Graffiti U will be available on April 27th. You can get it pre-order right now if you want to, but it's got Julia Michaels on it, Lindsay L, Cassie Ashton, and then obviously we already know some of the songs on it, like Female.
Yeah, Female, Parallel Line.
Yes.
His new one.
Coming Home.
Coming Home with Julia. Yeah, but yeah, how about that? Cassie Ashton from my class of 2018.
Yeah.
Lindsay L from my past relationship.
Oh, good point. And
no, but how about that? That's awesome, right?
Yeah.
Good for her. Glad to see she's making it so big now.
I love it.
Yeah, great.
Hey, it's what you wanted.
I know. What else, Amy?
You got some movies in theaters today to check out. A Quiet Place, 99% positive on Rotten Tomatoes.
A what?
99. A Quiet Place.
Did anyone watch that? How do you get that high of a rating? Wow, that's what John, because that's what the Jim from The Office.
John and Kaczynski. His wife is in it.
And Emily Blunt. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, what else?
Blockers is also in theaters, 87% positive. And Chappaquiddick, 80% positive.
Wait, that's about something in history.
Yes, it is a timepiece. It looks like we're throwing it back a little bit to like the 60s.
Do you guys know what that is from?
No.
I should know.
Chappaquiddick.
No. Oh, don't be Googling Lunchbox. It'll take you 4 hours.
Chappaquiddick.
What's it about? It's about Ted Kennedy. Oh, when he drove off.
Oh, and when he drove his car in the...
Off a bridge in Massachusetts. In Chappaquiddick Island.
Yeah, and the girl died.
Dang.
But they're saying now, I saw a CIA person say that he didn't know she was in the back of the car.
What?
Weird. Yeah, it's a whole thing. But yeah.
Okay, so yeah, I'm going to check that out. I'm Amy. That's your 30-second skinny.
There you go.
Bobby Bones.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Now, let's get over to Amy with the joke, because Kenny Chesney's about to be in just moments. He's going to play that new Kenny Chesney song. We're going to do the Friday morning conversation with Kenny Chesney.
The morning corny.
What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
What did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
Supplies!
There you go.
That was the morning corny.
Okay, welcome to the show. We're going to... Yes,
I just
want to
make sure people know I said supplies.
We got it. Yeah.
Okay.
The Friday morning conversation.
All right, Kenny Chesney back in the studio here. All right, I'm going to play your new song again coming up in a second. But it's the first song since you've switched teams.
Yep.
I mean, how's that been for you? Because you have it's wonderful. 20 years you're working with a whole other group, company. You switched sides. Like, what's different now?
And I had this song before I made, before I made the switch. But I felt like that the energy that I'm feeling it really reflects the energy of this song, And it's been great, Bobby. It really has been.
Let me hear this song. Let me see the energy I get.
Let me hear this.
Get along down the road. We got along. Friend, can't we all get along?
Digging the energy.
Happy energy.
Yeah.
Positive energy.
Yeah. A lot of songwriters give you credit because, and now one of my close friends is a writer on this song, Ross Copperman. And a lot of the songwriters that I talk to, because I do a show with songwriters, Yeah. And they go, you know what? Kenny is one of the biggest advocates for us because it's always just about the best song with Kenny. Like, he just wants, doesn't matter, he wants the best song.
Well, that's true. But I guess it's because my life hadn't always been this way. You know, I came to town and got into this business as a songwriter first. And I always had dreams of doing what I'm doing. But, you know, I was a songwriter, and I respect the creative people in this town a lot. But for me, it's always been, I've always had that mentality. I was around a group of guys when I first got to town, when I signed at Acuff Rose Music, that were great songwriters. And they, I had this level of taste that was burned into my brain, you know, what was acceptable and what wasn't. And I think that's a big part of it, you know, because I was taught from the moment I got into town that music is very powerful. And I've always felt that way.
Do you have guys that you lean on and you go, hey, when you write this, if you write something, you think of me, you send me that song right away?
Yeah, well, I say that to everyone. I said, here's my email, send it. But yeah, we all have a group of, I have a circle of people that you know, that I've written with over the years, or that I'm really good friends with, and that's the beauty of being around in this town, as like I have been for a while now. You have a lot of great relationships with a lot of really smart, creative people, and that's how I found Get Along. Josh Osborne and I think it was Josh or Shane or Ross, one of the three, sent me the song just randomly, and I went, oh wow, this is really great, because I felt that a lot of us are just inundated with negativity in this world now, you know, and if you watch enough TV, it's 180 degrees in what this song says. And it was just a perfect, I felt the message of this song was just perfect, you know, for how I was feeling. It really struck a chord with me. And the thing I love about Get Along is that it's not political and it's not preachy. I don't do preachy songs. But I think I am at a place in my life where I can sing this song and make people think just a little bit, maybe, you know, and raise our hand and beg the question, are we, you know, seeing the humanity in everyone? Are we being compassionate? Do we have empathy for people instead of just being negative like a lot of people are, whether it's on social media or whether it's the people in power or whatever. There's a lot of that going around, and I think that this song could be good medicine for some of that.
You know, who was over at the house, my house the other day, loves you, is David Lee Murphy. Loves you, man. Just could not say enough.
I love
nice
him
thing.
Too.
We were talking, and you know, he has a song that you're on. That's
yeah.
Out now.
Everything's
going to
be
all
right. Yeah.
And he said, you know, I sent it to Kenny, and Kenny was going to cut it, and he decided not to, and he's like, why don't you cut it? And you told him to cut it, and then he cut it, and you sang on it, and you guys are working on that project together. You know,
yeah.
His.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm very excited for him, you know, and he stepped up and did it, you know. And this David's record's been in the works for a couple of years, you know, because we made this record, then we got off of it, then we got back on it. And look, I'm very proud of him. He has been someone that a lot of artists in town have leaned on over the years, you know, for great songs. I mean, he wrote Living in Fast Forward for me. He wrote, I can't think of any anymore. Pirate Flag.
Yeah.
I mean, he's been a big part of my life out there, you know, and in my journey as an artist. And we've written a lot of great songs together. We've written a lot of bad songs together. But the fact is, we have that connection, you know, and we've been creative for a long time together. And I'm really proud that he's got this record out. And Everything's Going to Be All Right is I'm just so proud of him for making that song, you know, and making that record. And I'm just glad to be a part of it.
So what does this all mean for you? We have your new song, but what's coming now? And has something changed since you've moved teams? I mean, what's happening with Kenny in the next year?
Oh, well, I'm getting ready to get busy. I mean, we're in rehearsals right now. We are, just putting all the pieces together. We open the whole tour in Tampa, April 21st, at the Buccaneers Football Stadium. And then we go and we got a stadium. After that, we play a Wednesday night, Thursday night amphitheater, and then a Saturday stadium every week until the end of August. The fact that, you know, it is a lot of work, but the fact that we get to do this again at this level, this way, and get to have so many people that care about our music that want to come experience it live. And that's the thing, you know, you hope that, you know, that when you go out there and play all this music on the road, that they actually care.
Go
on the Bobby Bones Show now.
Kenny Chesney.
So you go and you play stadiums. My question is always, it's got to cost a lot of money to rent a stadium to practice in, right? Don't you have to rehearse in a stadium?
We do. Like, what we'll do is we'll go, I mean, we're rehearsing in Nashville until right up before the ACM.
At like Titan Stadium?
No. We're at a big indoor facility. Now, we won't put up the whole stadium set up in that facility. But what we'll do after the ACMs, we go to Tampa. And we're there for a solid week rehearsing in their football stadium.
Oh, you'll use that stadium.
So we have the majority of it put together and the bits and the pieces and the blueprint. But you really don't know what you have until you put it all up and work on it. So that's what we'll be doing. And then we're there Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, rehearsing all day and putting that stuff together during the day. And at night, we'll actually run through the show because you got to wait till it's dark to, you know, do all your light stuff. And then I think Friday night we give the, you know, because Thomas Rhett is going to go out with us on the stadium runs. And he's going to have the Friday night to do all his stuff. And then next thing you know, we wake up and it's Saturday and it's show day. It's
but
like
you
got to
pay
day.
Rent on all those nights you're using the stadium, right?
Yes.
Jeez. Come on. That's crazy.
Cost of doing business, Bobby.
I guess so. New Kenny. People just.
Isn't that true? We're all scared to live and out loud and
scared to die.
And scared to die, so you get caught in the middle. I think that describes a lot of people. Describe me, anyway.
Are you scared to live?
No, not really.
Where are you scared to live?
Yeah, I think there's a lot of us that, you know, that. I try real hard to live in the moment. I think the reason that struck a chord with me is, like, I try really hard to live in the moment and be still in the moment. But it's almost, I've wondered that if it's possible for me because I'm constantly planning to do something else.
What's an important moment when I go, give me one of those moments where you just took it in and went, this is amazing. Like a life moment.
A life moment.
Yeah. Because I have trouble with this.
I think we all just, I don't know. I think that every time I go to my grandmother's house, I feel still. It just takes me back to that place. And she's still living. She's in her 90s. And that's a good moment for me, you know, because I'm still a kid. As long as she's still living and my mom's living, the family dynamic is still the same when I was as if I was eight. You know what I mean? So I love that. But, you know, I've had a lot of days where, you know, when I'm off the road and you're just with a lot of friends or family, and I've had a lot of great days on a boat where I saw a sunset with, I saw more colors in the sky than I knew was possible. And those are moments that I really love, where you can actually take a huge deep breath and it's very creative. It makes me creative, but that's the thing, you know. So, my brain works to where I think I'm still, and once I get still, I start to wonder if I'm missing something. So, I hope one day that I can calm that down. But that's why that line struck a big chord with me, you know.
What about the beach? Am I not getting? Because I just don't get it. I go to the beach, and I'm like,
well, it depends on, maybe you haven't been to the right one.
I guess I haven't. No beaches to me have ever been fun. You know what I did? Let me tell you if you think this is cool or not. I went and got one of those boards. There's stand-up paddleboarding boards.
Yeah.
Okay. So I strapped this. You know how you have to strap it to your body so the board doesn't fly off?
Yeah, your ankle.
So I strapped it to my wrist, right? Yeah.
Your wrist?
Yeah, because I'm stupid. And I don't know the difference. And so I can never fully stand up because it's got me tethered to the bottom of the board. And
well, that might explain, like...
Yeah, I think so, too. I don't
your
like
relationship... Yeah.
My awkwardness at the beach probably.
Coastal communities.
Yeah, maybe that's it.
Yeah.
I think we just talked our way through it. Hey, it's good to see you again, my friend.
Good to see you too, man. Thanks for having me.
I'm going to try to come out and see one of these
Come whenever you want.
These little club shows.
It's going to be rocking. Yeah.
these small theater joints you have.
It's going to be a fun summer.
On this, I'll bid you farewell, my friend.
Bye, right, buddy. Thank
Good
you for
having me. Kenny Chesney, everybody. Bobby Bones. The girl's trying to find her dad, and so she does one of those tests where you spit in the tube.
Yeah.
And it turns out her dad was the fertility doctor.
Oh, the one that.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
So the fertility doctor was supposed to get the stuff from somebody else and impregnate the mom.
Yes, but he used his own. Yeah.
Whoa.
So.
Whoa, is right.
And you know, when I read that, I wondered how many times he did that. Because,
that's not a one-time thing.
Yeah. Because it's something that. I mean, maybe it could be a one-time thing, but then you think he's like messed up in the head. And I mean, he's like, I'm going to see how many babies I can put out there.
I don't know for a fact it's not a one-time thing, so I should say that.
Right,
but
I'm
saying someone that would do that in my mind is not doing it once and going, well, my tank's full. I'm going to retire from this.
Yeah.
No.
I've done it once. My itch is scratched. Yeah.
So that's interesting. Okay.
If that was my doctor, I would be 23andMe. And if I heard this, I'd be like, let me get on 23andMe, like the Bobby Bones Show.
He could be your dad.
That's crazy, right?
Yeah.
This 36-year-old woman sent off her test, and she did not expect to find out that the biological father was her parents' fertility doctor.
He's in trouble, huh?
Oh, yeah.
He's retired, though, huh? What does he care?
Well, he could still...
I mean, that's got to be against the law.
yeah, it has to be, right?
Because don't they get to pick who they... Want
yeah, the, there's a whole selection process.
Right.
So but what if they picked a fertility doctor?
He's like, you got one. It's me.
Yeah, it's a weird thing, right?
They think they're picking Brad Pitt.
You see Brad Pitt's dating a professor at one of the Ivy League schools?
No, I didn't.
That's what I need to do.
Okay.
Date someone.
Oh
my goodness.
I thought you meant a professor from...
Yeah.
I don't know. I was like, well...
I dated a professor once.
You did?
Yeah, she was a doctor.
You did?
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
Okay,
yeah.
It's been a few years.
Okay, I need to think about who that is.
You probably met her. It was brief. It was a month and a half.
Yeah, it wasn't a long one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It wasn't one of those that I talked about because it wasn't long enough that I felt comfortable with our
Putting
listeners going to Instagram of hers.
Yeah.
There's one that I've never revealed. It's a big one that you know who it is.
I know.
And if I said it, do you think our listeners,
yes.
Do you think they freak out?
Yes.
You do?
I still freak out in my head sometimes. I'm like, no, wait.
Wait, you don't believe it?
No, I believe it.
But you know it's real.
I know, I believe it, but I'm still, I know that it's real, and that's how unbelievable it is, because I know that it's real, and I'm still telling myself, nah. No way.
But you know it's real.
But I know it's real.
Yeah, it's real. One day.
Really? One day?
Eventually, I'll come in here half asleep and go, you know what? Who cares? Yeah.
This one time?
What if she tells people first?
It wasn't just
one time. I know it wasn't one time. I know.
What if she tells people first?
I don't think she will.
Oh, okay.
She, like, I'm regionally known. Well, hold on. Yeah. I'm moderately known in
regional
areas. She's famous.
Yeah.
Like, Eddie, you know who it is?
I didn't know who it
so
is.
So much so that I still see her, like, on places, wherever.
I'm not bragging about it, or if I would, I would have just been talking about it for years. This is way before my last girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you know who it is, Lunchbox?
No idea what we're talking about.
I'll tell you who it is.
I'm sitting here going, what is going on?
Give me a pin. No, people hate when I do that, but I have to tell
go ahead, because we all know anyway.
That's true. I'm surprised. Hold on. Here we go.
No idea.
You didn't know that?
No, how would I know that?
I don't know.
You got to tell me these things.
Is that crazy to you?
That's really crazy.
Is that cool to you?
That's pretty cool. That's like, hey, daps, props, hugs. Yeah.
Oh, you
slaps, all that.
You give me more props for that one?
Yeah, that's props to you. And
do you think if I revealed that, though, I'd look cooler to other fish?
Absolutely.
And they'd want to date me?
Yes. Huh. You get other fish on the line. Maybe some bigger fish.
I didn't think about that. Okay, anyway.
And just remember, you say you're regionally kind of famous. No, you sell out.
I don't
out.
Say the word famous.
Well, you should because you sell out places and you're about to be even bigger.
Why? Is that? Oh, American Idol?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And that gets millions of viewers.
I'm going to be huge after.
Get you ready. Guys,
the doorway is not large enough for my head after Sunday. I'm totally kidding.
Okay.
My life will change.
I would understand.
By the way, tonight I'm in Charlottesville doing stand-up. Pittsburgh tomorrow night. If you guys want to come, BobbyBonesComedy.com. Sunday night, I'll be at your TV on American Idol.
Yep.
And then that's all. Monday morning, you'll be back here. So,
man, you're going to be all over the place.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Charlottesville, Pittsburgh, TV.
Your TV.
Yeah.
TV, my TV.
BobbyBonesComedy.com. Bobby Bones Show. I'm going to have to go another week missing a tooth. I didn't have time to go to the dentist yesterday, and I was gone for a full week, and I'm gone for a full week. I'm working from studios. I'm in Austin, Denver, L.A. for Jason Aldean, Albuquerque, Vegas, and I can't get back to the dentist. If there are any dentists that can stop by the studio.
Right now?
In the next hour and a half. I have my tooth, and I have a hole in my mouth.
All I have to do is just put it in there.
Just bring the cement. I tried to do it in my house.
At the drugstore, they have that cement.
I'm telling you, though, I couldn't. I tried it.
They do.
I couldn't. I glued it in wrong.
Yeah.
It was
that's what you want, your tooth in the wrong place.
So I cannot eat on the right side of my mouth. I haven't for a week. It's starting to get sensitive.
Yeah.
So caller 10 gets to come fix my tooth. Yeah. Oh, man. I want to bring in our phone screener, Hillary, because she's apparently wearing her underwear over her pants today for finishing last in the NCAA tournament bracket. Let me get her theme song up. There we go. Oh, wow.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Looks good.
Look at you wearing your underwear over your pants. How humiliating. I feel uncomfortable a little bit looking at that. Yeah,
I know, everybody says they feel awkward talking to me today.
Yeah, like I don't want to look at you at all.
It's kind of weird.
Yeah, but you do have to fulfill your bet. I do appreciate that about you. So,
we got her panties on her outside of her pants.
So, Amy, it's hard for me to look at her in the eyes.
Okay, so you can look over here and talk to her. So, look at me, talk to her.
Hillary, you say.
I can talk to her.
Hillary lost the bet. She finished last in our NCAA tournament bracket.
Yes, I did.
You may also know Hillary from crashing into the building with her car.
Yes.
She has to go sing I'm a Little Teapot live this morning
in
a public place. So I guess the question is, Lunchbox, do you want to go with her?
Oh, you want me to?
Because, I mean, you just know a good place to take her. We have the dance party coming up in 20 minutes, so you don't have to leave yet. But when we start the dance party, you guys can head out. After the dance party, we'll come back. You'll do your big performance. And then you will have fulfilled your I'm a Little Teapot bet. You feel good about that?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm ready to get it over with.
You know the words? Here is my handle. Here is my spout. Okay.
Oh, and you got to be loud.
Yeah.
There's a dance, too. I know the dance.
Wow.
Oh, perfect. Yeah. I know this song.
If we don't deem it quality performance, you have to do it again.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Repeat.
We're going to be fair about it. If there's one thing we are.
Fair. Fair. Fair.
Early
balanced.
Morning. Oh, yeah, and fair. Yeah.
I'm a clever
people.
Yes, it's
wow.
Look at her.
I didn't even notice because she's been sitting down answering the phones.
It is hysterical. It is.
Okay, yeah. Well, there's that. I'm going to have you go. Because I feel uncomfortable, but we're going to send you out in a bit. There's Hillary, our phone screener. Thank you, Hillary. We lost the bet. And now she walks out. Amy, would you describe, to our listeners, what it looks like?
Are those real underwears that you own? Or
underwears?
Underwears.
Are they called panties?
Are those underwears you own?
I mean,
did you go buy them for this?
Yeah, okay, I thought so. Because they're like white. Big silky things.
Okay.
Well, with a little bit of.
The fact that they're not yours that you own doesn't make it as creepy to me.
Yeah.
Okay. But you did buy them. She's wearing them over her pants.
Mm-hmm.
She will go sing a song. Okay. Hillary, we'll check in with you in a little bit. There we go. There she is. Watch out for those buildings out there. Yeah. It's funny.
She's going to go in public like that.
Yeah.
Because she has on black pants and then the underwear
white
is this
underwear.
Silky white. And they're.
Yeah, I feel like weird in my heart right now.
For sure.
Boy, I dropped one on Instagram last night where people were like, what? Did you guys see what I put on Instagram?
Yes.
Were you mind blown?
I was like, where was I? How did I not know that?
I felt the same way. And so last night I posted on Instagram that in the original pilot for Full House, Bob Saget was not the dad.
Yeah, I did see that.
It was so weird to watch because I went and I found it on YouTube. And they have the original where they're driving over the Golden Gate Bridge and it's the whole family. But it's an actor named John Posey. And it's on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones. And I did a whole Insta story where I was watching the video live. It's unbelievable to me that I didn't know this.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's what raised me, television. And I know everything about it. I've seen every episode. I did not know that this guy named John Posey was the original dad on Full House.
As I was watching, it was almost like my mind was blown.
Yeah. Boom, my mind, right there.
Well, I know your mind was blown because of that, but yeah. My mind was blown that you didn't know.
No, her mind's blown. I was shocked by the whole thing. So not only that, today, by the way, is Candace Cameron's 42nd birthday.
Oh, happy birthday.
Is she still Candace Cameron Bure, or did she get rid of the hat?
That's a good question.
Get rid of the hat.
Thank you. Waited for that.
Hey, he'll be where this weekend?
I'll be in a... Yeah, thank you. Tell your friends. I have the veal.
I just now got it.
What, the beret?
Yeah. I was like, the hat.
So Mary-Kate and Ashley only appear on screen 4 times in the entire series of Full House because they didn't want people to know there were 2 kids playing them. And back in the day, you just saw Mary-Kate Ashley Olsen as one name. You just thought, oh, that's a baby with 4 names. Well, that's weird. And there wasn't the internet where you could get on and search and see.
True.
They only got the job because they didn't cry. They tested out 10 different sets of twins. And they were the only set of twins that didn't cry. So they got the job.
Huh.
And they had to have twins. And you see this a lot in TV sitcoms from the day because of child labor laws. You can only have a kid work so long.
Oh.
So you need twins and you can rotate them in and out.
Makes
also,
sense.
They put fake teeth in the babies because what happens is they don't lose teeth at the same time. So you can't have Michelle Tanner 1 with the tooth on the left missing and Michelle Tanner 2 with the tooth on the right missing.
Oh,
this is all good stuff. Yeah. Oh,
we did a Bobbycast about mind-blown TV stuff. If you search for Bobbycast, and it's Seinfeld stuff.
Really?
Yeah,
I like that.
I think you'll be like, huh, mind blown. Kimmy Gibbler from Full House, the neighbor. She was scheduled as a one-time appearance. She tried out to be DJ Tanner, and they said no, they didn't get it. But they liked her so much, they said, hey, come back and read for the neighbor role, one-time appearance. She came back, did such a good job that they said, hey, you should be a reoccurring character a couple of times, and then all of a sudden she became – now she's on Fuller House.
Yeah.
Yeah, mind blown.
Wow.
Yeah, so the fact, though, that Danny Tanner was not played by Bob Saget at first – because they tried to hire Bob Saget, but he was on another show.
Oh,
they tried to hire Paul Reiser
so
second from Mad About You. So they wanted Bob Saget first. Bob Saget was on a different show on CBS called The Morning Program. And then he got fired from The Morning Program. They'd already hired this guy. And then they told this guy who they'd already hired, hey, sorry, we're going back to Bob Saget, who we couldn't originally get.
Whatever happened to that dude?
It's on the Bobbycast.
Where is he now?
Well, he was in – his son's an actor now. It's all on the Bobbycast.
Oh, dear.
We're out of time. It's good.
Oh, man.
It's a half hour of me just going mind blown about TV shows.
Wow.
Lunchbox is out on the streets right now. But it's not him that's doing the street segment.
Go.
I have a Lunchbox and Hillary, our phone screener, on. Lunchbox, are you there, buddy?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah. Where are you that you're talking undercover?
We're at Starbucks, and it is pizzacked. I mean, to the brim.
Pizzacked.
There is a line out.
Are you Jay-Z circa 2001?
He's just putting emphasis on the fact that it's packed.
Okay, you can say it's packed.
Okay, it's packed.
Pizzacked.
Like,
okay.
The line was all the way to the door. There was no parking spots. We had to park in the shopping center next to it because there was no parking spots.
Okay, so here's the deal. Lunchbox is out today to mentor. You know how I'm mentoring an American Idol on Sunday night?
Oh, yeah.
Lunchbox is mentoring Hillary, our phone screener, on how to do a street stunt. Because she lost the bracket challenge. We all made brackets. She finished dead last. She has her underwear on over her pants, which she must wear for 24 hours. And it does look uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to look at, maybe to wear, but it's uncomfortable
to see. For sure.
And now she has to go and sing I'm a Little Teapot loudly in front of a packed place with her underwear over her pants. Hillary, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
How do you feel right now?
I'm doing okay. I'm standing outside.
Okay, so Lunchbox, you're inside where it's pizzacked.
Oh yeah, it is pizzacked.
Okay,
and I'm telling you, we got the Facebook Live going. We are
we're on Facebook.
Oh, I'm watching it.
Oh, you are.
I am.
Wow. Okay.
And so she has to come in and be loud because there are a lot of people. There's a lot of moving parts, so it's really loud. She's got to come in here and go, I'm a teapot. Get ready. I'm a little. And she's got to be loud.
Okay.
And then if she's not loud enough, I'm just going to yell, the girl's in her panties.
Hillary, can you hear Lunchbox?
Yeah, I can hear him.
Okay, now, you know, he's basically the mentor. He's your mentor right now. Did he give you any advice before you went out there?
He just said, be loud.
Be loud. That's what I told the guys in American Idol. I was like, who cares? Just be loud.
That's exactly what I told him.
Yeah, same type of thing. Okay, Hillary, are you ready?
I'm ready.
There's nothing wrong in this door. All right, here we go.
All right.
Here we go. Come on.
Can I walk in now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, yep. I'm going to put my phone down.
Here we go.
Awkward.
Hillary's, our phone screener's walking.
There you go.
I'm a little pizza starting stop. Here is my handle. Here is my pizza.
What are you? Yeah.
Can I go? Should I walk out? That was like good.
Lunchbox.
That was good.
Is that good, Lunchbox? Yo, she's in her panties.
She's in her panties. that wasn't very good. No, it was good.
You're being too hard. Lunchbox, you're mentoring. You can't keep someone to your standards.
He's staring her down.
You're the pro. I thought she did good.
I thought she did really good.
All right, you guys, come
laugh
on.
Or mess
she's
up.
Not good.
Yeah. Not as good as me.
Yeah. Come on back, guys. Nice work, Hillary. The Bobby Bones Show. I read a story that made me laugh out loud. Do you know what hat fishing is?
No.
Okay, do you know what cat fishing is?
Yes.
It is?
When you trick someone online.
Right. So, catfishing is, you know, you're not really, like, let's say I set up a profile and I'm going to act like I'm Ryan Gosling.
Right.
Some girl believes it and
right.
I'm not Ryan Gosling. Well, there's hatfishing. It's when men wear hats all over their dating profile, hiding the fact that they're bald. So when you meet them.
Rude.
And they're bald. You didn't know that. They
tricked
you.
You never knew.
It's called hatfishing.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a hilarious name.
That's rude.
So that's not part of your profile at all?
I mean, what are you going to put there? I'm bald?
Yeah, when does it...
I mean, that's like a repellent.
Maybe not. Not if she's not into it, if she's into that.
You know, I kind of understand why hatfishing exists, because maybe someone won't give you the benefit of the doubt at first. It's like, why would you put your height on there if you're short?
There you go.
Maybe you can win them over with your personality. I have been a long time winner with personality.
Yeah.
I've had to be, yeah. So I'm not a hatfish hater.
Okay, now you're talking, dude.
Because I think some people, if given the benefit of the doubt, other physical things don't matter. There's that guy. Lunchbox walked back in the
studio.
Yeah.
There
How
he
was
is.
It?
Hey, that's funny. She's in her panties.
What did people say in the place?
Oh, people were like, the guys didn't want to look at her.
Of
oh, no,
course
it's awkward.
Not.
Like, the guys in line would look, and they'd be like, oh, no, I can't. Like, then they look back, and a couple people came up to us like, was that a commercial? What was that? Why was she in her panties?
A commercial?
Hillary's in the green room. Hey, Hillary, you good?
Yeah, I'm good.
How was it?
Nobody would look at me. It was really awkward.
The fact that you're on your panties over your pants is so weird.
And yeah,
it's like I shouldn't
really
be looking.
Loud.
It's like, oh, I shouldn't look at that. Like,
right.
That, like I, oh, Bobby's bad if he sees that. Yeah, that's weird. You have to wear them all day, though.
All day?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Don't you have another job?
Yeah. I don't know if I can wear them to that job.
Ooh. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to have to.
Yeah.
No, you
bet.
Guys, yeah. You can't do that.
What was the bet?
All day.
That's right.
Here at work, probably.
All day or day.
Yeah.
All that's day. Right. That's what I heard.
All day.
Lunchbox, when you yelled, look at her, she's in panties, did everybody turn around?
Everybody turn around.
Did some people not see it at first, but you made sure they did?
Right. Because some people are like, oh, some girl's singing. Then I was like, she's in her panties.
It's on our Facebook page, right, Morgan, number two?
Yeah.
By the way, let me say this. You know the girl in Sacramento that is shaving her head? Because she was winning in donations. And I felt bad because
you made a big donation.
And it was, well, now she's losing and she's in second place.
What?
Yeah. Someone,
oh, no.
Someone decided that they were going to jump her. And it's all going for a great cause, which is St. Baldrick's fighting childhood cancer. And so she was down. I just donated again. I'm just trying to keep her. She has until 10 a.m. Pacific time.
Okay.
So I'll retweet the link if any of the B team wants to jump in and $5, whatever. You don't have to. I just threw some more money on there. At this point now, I'm dedicated.
No.
Oh, that's Eddie's 100?
Put that money away.
Uh-oh. I was just trying to help.
He's been doing
this. He's still carrying
trying to give
around.
My money away.
Lunchbox is in control of Eddie's $100 from the race until the end of the show today.
Did I tell you what he wants me to do now?
What?
He wants me to wait till we go to Vegas in a couple of weeks so I can bet with it. He's like, I'll be a responsible one. I'll save it for you till we get there.
No, that's your money when the show ends today.
Yeah, thank you,
Bones. Don't fight.
We have not fought at all.
Okay.
Yet.
Yet. All right. Hey, so I actually sent a group text out, and I included someone that I didn't mean to include in the group text.
What did you say? Something bad about him?
No.
Okay, good.
They were just a random person I didn't mean to put in there. So now it's like,
I'm gonna say whoopsie.
Here's what happened. I got a great birthday gift.
On you.
And I group texted the people that sent it to me. Except one of them, I just say, one of them is a random DJ that I know that has no. And so I'm like, hey, thanks for the birthday gift.
Oh.
And there's five people in this.
This is funny. And this could be really funny. See what he replies. You're welcome, man.
But he's on there with all these other people.
Do you like it?
Now I'm embarrassed.
Well, now he's part of the group. You just got to make him part of the group,
man.
Now.
I'm such an idiot. Well, anyway, I got sent these Pizza Hut sneakers.
The one you did not.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yeah, you were gone doing the...
Yeah.
Doing the
you can pause the game.
Yes.
You can order pizza from the shoes.
Oh, order.
We don't know how. Eddie and I are looking.
I've already pushed the button 5 times. Yeah. So
pizza should be showing up. Does it just do a GPS tracker wherever you are?
I don't know. Sure is that Zuckerberg finding another way to get us? Yeah, I don't know. We're trying to figure out how to work it. They're quite heavy. It's like there's a laptop in each of the bottom of them. But yeah, that's pretty cool. You see those, Mike D?
Yeah.
They're pretty cool. I left my credit card, by the way, this morning.
You're all
Starbucks.
Sorts of messed up right now.
Yeah.
Like, wrong people in your group text.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Credit card, Starbucks.
Yeah, yeah, I don't know. Last hour, I was talking about Mind Blown because Bob Saget wasn't the original dad on Full House. They even taped a full episode with a different dad. I put it up on Instagram, and my mind's blown. And so people are watching it also, and they're messaging me going, my mind's blown too. So let's do mind blowns around the room. Amy, mind blown.
I recently learned that you can't hum while holding your nose.
I think that's how you hum.
Yeah, you can't.
Yeah, you can. I thought I could probably still do it, but I can't. Mind blown.
Lunchbox, mind blown.
As going to be a new dad, I've been learning stuff about babies. And did you know newborns don't shed actual tears? Until they're a month to 3 months old, their tear ducts are not developed. So when they cry, there's no tears coming out. Mind blown! Like, no actual tears. Like, I've never held a newborn baby, but I always thought they were just crying.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. You've never held a newborn baby?
Your little nephew. Nuffle.
Well, they were old enough where they could cry because tears would come out. I never knew until they were a month old and not real tears came out. Wow. That is so crazy. Mind blown!
Wow.
Eddie, mind blown?
Oh, I grew up looking up to Lou Diamond Phillips because I was watching La Bamba, you know, when I was a kid. I always thought he was Mexican-American like me, so I'm like, dude, that's my people right there. He's not even Mexican. Do you realize that? Lou Diamond Phillips is Filipino. Mind blown. I'm like, he's not even my people.
Let's go to our 24-year-old Morgan number two. Morgan number two, mind blown?
Her
microphone doesn't work. But one day we're going to have a working studio.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay. If you send a ripped up check to, or like a ripped up dollar bill and send it to the U.S. Treasury, they send you back a check for that amount of whatever you sent in. And it totally blew my mind because I always leave my ripped dollar bills on the counter or don't use them anymore.
But what if it's ripped and you only have 40% of the bill? Because I'm be honest with you.
Ooh.
I'm probably going right down the middle at 50%, mailing it in, see if I can get two checks.
Oh.
You know?
I think you have to have both.
You have to have the full thing.
Oh, you do? I thought, what if you just had like 60% of it without the other half?
Sorry. No, I think you just send in like the total ripped bill and they like mail it back. If it's a $20 bill, you can do that.
Oh.
That's good to know. I thought if you ripped it, it's over.
Yeah, you can barely hear that one. Yeah. That's like
a, let's try it though. Rip up a bill.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll rip up these bills.
Nope. Lunchbox.
Oh, by the way,
Eddie's money.
By the way, Lunchbox has sent in two segments regarding Eddie. So Lunchbox has sent three segments in. What is today? Friday?
Go ahead.
He sent three segments in. I want to read you two of the three that he sent.
He's trying to get me mad so we can fight. And he can keep the money.
Segment number one, Eddie the Hypocrite Dad.
See?
Doesn't he send that every week?
Yes, every day.
Eddie makes his... This is what Lunchbox writes to me. Eddie makes his kid sign a contract to keep his word, but Eddie doesn't keep his word. Hey, Bobby. Like he's snitching. Hey, Bobby. When Eddie made a promise to the school to pay them back, his kid didn't make his dad sign a contract. Eddie never followed through. Doesn't it seem hypocritical of Eddie that all of a sudden he makes his kid sign a contract to practice baseball? Makes Eddie look so bad. Where does Eddie think his kid learns his habits?
He wrote all that?
Yeah, dude, it's a whole page.
where did he learn his habits? From you.
He wants that segment to be called Eddie the Hypocrite Dad.
What's wrong? See, I'm not going to get mad.
He sent three segments. But these are two
of them.
He's poking
me.
Do you feel like you were a hypocrite there?
No, not at all.
You did lie to your kid.
Yeah.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did. You said you're going to go pay the school
back.
Yeah,
we still have time.
No, it's over.
The football season, man. That's when the ticket box office opens.
Stop it. Here's another one.
Okay.
Eddie Ozell be a new pair of shorts.
What?
Yeah, he doesn't even know about this.
Eddie hit me with an egg.
Oh, my goodness.
I was over at his house, and it got on my shorts. I washed my shorts, and it turns out egg yolk stains your clothes.
I love the way you're reading it.
So my good shorts are ruined, and now Eddie needs to pay. Can you give me a verdict on this?
All right, judge common sense. We were at my house.
Playing the egg toss game.
Yeah, it was Easter.
You don't own
shorts. Okay, thank you.
But those were his good shorts.
That is funny that that's sort of our job.
His Easter shorts.
He sent those in yesterday?
That's basically his three segments.
Well, I just got those out of the washing machine. I didn't know.
What do you have against me?
Those are his three segments for the week.
Oh, my.
Two of them were bashing you.
Hypocrite dad.
We should do this segment about how Eddie's a terrible father to young children.
No. I didn't say terrible father.
You said, hypocrite dad.
I don't know what I ever did to you, man.
Being sarcastic. Bobby
Jones. No.
Bones.
I got to take my dog's ashes with me today. So I have them. I split them in half last night. I had a bit of a minor breakdown last night. Because when I went, I had a dog. If you're new to the show, I had a dog for almost 15 years. And I never been married, no kids, nothing like that. Have had no one live with me, really, for an extended amount of time. I mean, I've taken in a few wayward souls over the years, but only for brief periods of time. But so my dog passed away, and so I got his ashes. And it was weird getting them, but they've just sat in a box. And so I leave today, and I do a show tonight in Charlottesville and Pittsburgh. But then I fly from Pittsburgh to Austin for a few days. And when I go to Austin, I'm going to spread his ashes out over where we used to live. Which, by the way, I wonder if there are any listeners listening that knows I used to live in their house. And they're thinking, this dude better not dump dog ashes in my yard.
Yeah.
But I got to go rogue.
But you're going to.
So yeah, I'm going to.
They can get over it.
Or they can arrest me.
I go to jail. Can they?
I don't know.
Mm. Yeah, they can arrest him for trespassing. Absolutely. It's called illegal.
It's called illegal. I don't have to get in their yard.
Yeah.
I can do it from behind the yard.
Sidewalk.
Throw it over the fence.
Yeah,
I can be. I can.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
Like I know how to get into my old backyard.
Yeah, that's right. You used to live there.
Yeah. So that being said, I have a bag and I had to split it in half, and I'm taking half with me to Austin. I left half back here in Nashville, and so it was. Yeah, I had a moment last night of a vulnerability.
Yeah.
Where it sucked, and so I just hope the TSA doesn't take it from me. I don't think they're going to. Because I wrote in the Ziploc bag, dog's ashes don't take TSA.
You did?
Yeah.
That should send the message.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm going to do that. I don't have a car, though. And I don't want to Uber and then be all sad.
That'd be weird.
And make the Uber driver wait.
Yeah, like, take me up here to this. Just wait on the corner. I have to dump these dog's ashes over. I'll be back. Drive me six blocks down the road.
Hold on. Is the plan for you to go to your these houses and do it by yourself?
Of course.
Okay.
I don't... Yeah, I would never do that in front of anyone.
Okay. Well, I mean, I don't know. I feel...
No one needs to suffer my pain.
Okay.
Why? What? Go ahead.
If you're fine. I mean, I just don't know if somebody could be with you. That would be... Maybe good, but I guess if you feel like you want to do it alone, you can do it alone.
Yeah, I think I'll just roll consistent with the rest of my life.
Mm. Okay.
I mean,
because there's people in Austin that care about you that would be there for you.
Yeah, all of Austin. Austin's awesome.
Okay, you know what I mean. Like, friend.
I keep trying to deflect with jokes, Amy. So I can tell,
so I'm just going to let it go. I guess you're going to do it alone.
What's the deal with ashes?
Do you smoke them? Or,
and then the whole, you not having a car thing? Like, what are you
going to
do?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Okay, I'm worried about it a little bit.
I can hitchhike.
Oh.
You could walk.
Yeah, it's farther. I got to go. I got to go to South Austin, and I don't live South Austin. So anyway, that's my weekend. I'm gonna be funny on stage. Look at the jokey boy. Tell jokes, and I'm gonna go and spread my dog's ashes.
Yeah.
By Sunday evening or Monday. And so, you know, it's weird, but then it's done. Then I come back here. I'll be back here.
It'll be good. I think if you process it correctly, it could be very healing.
Well, I'm not finishing the tour, the Ashes tour, until I get back to Nashville.
Yeah, so.
Ashes to Ashes 2018, that's the tour.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm selling t-shirts.
The jokes continue.
Get your merch, Ashes to Ashes.
And the weird thing is, I kind of find them funny, but I don't want to laugh.
Yeah. Yeah, right.
All right, well.
But thank you, Amy. Thank you for caring.
We're with you in spirit.
I know. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So did you see that there's a funeral home that is now serving alcohol? Like, it's got a bar. It got its liquor license.
Oh, well, I think that's good.
Yeah, they say that some of their services include simple champagne toast, but others...
No. That's not where this is going.
Others offer
keggers.
A full bar with the goal of helping people grieve, but also celebrate the life of that person.
People are just going to get drunk to numb their pain.
Oh, yeah.
And they're going to be fist fights. Yep. Like, this is a new reality show.
Dude, that's a great idea.
Because it's legit alcohol at a memorial service.
Yeah, you're already emotional. Add alcohol to emotion.
There's family drama.
Some people
drama
are already
always.
Drinking anyways because of it.
Yeah, I would go just watch. And not without even knowing anybody. I would just go to the funeral and just watch. Just to see the fights. Yeah, what else?
So it's the weekend. Maybe you're headed out with some friends and you're like, who should I invite? How many people? Yeah. What would be the perfect amount to really just have a great dinner?
I go with zero.
Wow.
Well, according to a scientist, the answer is four. A group of four is as many good friends as you can manage if you want the conversation and everything to flow and everybody feel included and in on it and the laughter to be good. Four is a good number.
I like three, though, now that I think about it.
So me you plus and another three. Couple?
No, me plus three. Oh, I've done me and another couple many times where it's just literally me and another couple. I'm not even scared to be third wheel anymore.
Yeah. You plus three does make four. Four is the group.
Four total.
Four total.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Me plus three.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean four. I thought it was you plus four.
No.
How you said it, that sounded like five.
Okay, sorry. I just said the answer is four. A group of four total.
Plus you. Five.
Stop making it confusing.
Go ahead.
But Bobby, you're right. That you and the
scientist. Me plus three.
Okay. 41% of women think that clean shaven is the most attractive look for guys.
Wait, how many?
41%.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wait, so is it 59%?
They like clean shaven over a beard.
But how many were beard likers?
Well...
Everyone else.
No, I don't know if that's true.
Oh, really?
Because there can be like stubble or long beard or Stapleton.
Okay.
Stapleton.
There's a lot of
different... Its own category. Yeah.
14% said a beard mustache combo is the best look.
Oh.
Is that a goatee? Because if there's someone with a goatee, I'm not trusting them until they have to prove themselves to me if they have a goatee.
8% say they're attracted to a mustache.
Ooh. A little Tom Selleck action? Yeah?
Yeah, I don't know. So I guess keep that in mind if you're thinking about growing out your beard. I guess I'm part of the percentage that likes a beard.
You know, I often dabble in growing my facial hair out, mostly around vacation time, but I just have this little weird patch of gray that I hate. And I try to maintain my Peter Pan image.
Yeah.
But
it makes you look older.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. And I'm trying to look 17.
Totally.
Folks.
You nailed that look last weekend on the road. Where were you?
I don't know, posting
pictures on Instagram meeting listeners. Mm-hmm. And I was like, who are those people, the listeners? And you looked so young. I was proud of you.
Thanks. Listen, I don't lie about my age. I'm 61. But,
but I was like, it was very Bieber-ish.
Are you talking about? Yeah, I mean, listen, I travel.
Like, hat sideways,
but
glasses.
But you don't want to be called Bieber.
I don't care. I like Justin Bieber. He's fine.
He's cool. I love Justin.
The hat sideways thing's because my glasses are so thick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really wear flat brims very often. I have one or two that I enjoy because I like the logo on it.
I think you had a white Pimpin' Joy with a white t-shirt.
I can't wear a curved brim hat with my glasses because my glasses are so thick.
Yeah.
So to wear a hat, I do have to turn it just a little bit. Not hard. I'm not trying to be Federline, but just a little bit. And does my skin look great? Yeah. Okay, sue me. You know what?
boy. I don't know what it was, but whatever outfit you had on and with the listeners.
It's always my travel outfit. So I'm usually in sweats.
Yeah.
It's not something I wear out.
Okay. Well, you definitely, I was like, look at him.
Yeah.
How old did he look at me?
He looks so
come on.
How old?
17.
Wow.
I looked illegal, folks.
You were still in high school.
Yeah.
I felt like I shouldn't be looking.
Oh, wow. Oh. You felt like Dateline NBC was about to come in. Wow. Excuse me, Amy?
Okay, never mind.
What were you looking at?
I saw you looking at Bobby's picture a little too long.
All right. And lastly, you know how sometimes I like to leave people with a fun fact?
Yeah, we do.
So everyone in North Korea named Kim Jong-un had to legally change their name once he took power because it's illegal to have the same name as the Supreme Leader.
Oh, wow. Mind blown.
So that's your little fun thing when you're out to dinner with your group of four.
Yeah.
You can bring that up. Because
so you plus four?
No, oh, four goodness. Total.
Oh, got it.
Golly, how is that confusing?
I don't know. I don't know.
Probably me. I'm blaming on me. Okay.
Is that it?
Yeah, maybe that's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
The Bobby Bones Show. Bobby Bones.
All right, thank you very much. We'll see you on Monday. Don't forget, I'm on American Idol Sunday night.
Yeah, do not.
I mean, you can forget.
No, I don't want
to. I won't.
I already got paid.
I'm excited.
So it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
To
I mean,
oh, really? You don't have to wait till late. You just get paid already?
Yeah, because I did the work. Yeah, they don't base it on our ratings. Thank God. Yeah. Because I don't know. The ratings may tank with me on there. Nobody knows who I am. So, yeah, that's happening on Sunday night. I'll be in Charlottesville, Virginia tonight. That show sold out. I'll be in Pittsburgh tomorrow night. So, BobbyBonesComedy.com. Amy, on the weekend, what you got?
Hanging out with the kids.
You'll be
I guess?
Performing in your living room for your children?
Probably.
Two shows.
I know. I don't know what the weather's going to be like, but we're definitely just doing some of the kids. It may take them roller skating for the first time if anybody wants down for that.
They haven't roller skated? Any listeners? Or just in the shit room?
In the room. I mean, no, they haven't. We're trying to figure out what to do for Sashira's, our daughter's birthday. And yeah. I'm trying to think of activities that, you know, that she can invite friends to come do.
Shooting range.
No, oh, that'll be fun.
We're sampling. No, I'm not going to do that. But, you know, the next few weekends we'll be sampling out what kind of party we want to have.
Interesting. Okay, well.
If you have any ideas.
Have a good weekend.
Can we have a party at your house? An American Girl doll party?
Yeah, because my house is apparently the hub of all American Girl things. Yes.
She wants a truck, by the way, for her doll.
I'll get her a truck. I'll get her a truck. Don't worry about that. Just tell me which one.
Oh, I don't
I'll get
know.
Her a whole car lot.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. I'll pull the whole lot. I'll do the whole car salesman.
I didn't even know they had cars for these dolls.
Oh, Amy,
and where are they going to go?
Wherever you take them.
Listen, you're the factory.
Yeah. All right. Thank you all. See you Monday. Have a great weekend.
Bobby Bones.